The Feast of Corpus Christi was traditionally celebrated on a Thursday. If you are a pilgrim over in Rome this week, that's when you would have celebrated it, this past Thursday. The reason for this is that it connects the feast with Holy Thursday, the day during Holy Week that we remember the Last Supper. What is interesting in today's gospel is that after Jesus has preached to the people, he has them sit down. This is how we eat today. It's an odd thing to see someone to stand and eat. Maybe on a 4th of July cookout, we might see one standing and eating a hot dog, but even then, standing while we eat is always awkward. Eating has always been a social activity. It's not just about shoving food into our mouths. It's about sharing time and sustenance with people. One of the better ways to get to know someone is by sharing a meal with them. Food and drink puts us into a better mood, and eating and drinking requires us to stop talking so we can consume what's on the table. This leads to moments where we are eating and then hopefully listening while other people around the table are talking. How true all of these things are with the Eucharist. Mass is the best place to get to know to God. The body of Christ is present here at Mass in four different ways. In the people gathered together, in the word, especially in the gospel readings, in the priest, but also Christ is truly present in the Eucharist. Jesus doesn't give us time to gather together. He gives us his very self while we are here at Mass. We sit together as his body. We listen to his words together. We hear his voice in the homily and the words prayed at Mass. And then, most amazingly, we get to receive the Lord himself in the Eucharist. We live in a world where it is very hard to just sit down, where it is hard to feel like we're doing nothing and wasting time. We live in a world where we place an extreme amount of importance on our voice being heard. But here at the Eucharistic celebration, we can return to what is most important, sharing time with our loved ones, listening to the Lord and sharing our meal with those we love, but more, receiving the body and blood of God himself, our Creator. Not just symbolically, but actually receiving the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we want to grow in faith, the Mass and the Eucharist are essential. Coming to Mass prepared to listen and to be with the Lord will help us to hear his voice in our daily lives. And the best way to participate in Mass is to first listen. But preparing ourselves to receive the Lord is essential, because if we treat the Eucharist like it's fast food, we will quickly find that it does not feed us, that it does not sustain us and help us to be healthy. Let's treat the Eucharist with the respect that it's due and understand that our participation in this Mass is more about listening than us talking. The good news is, as like the crowd in the gospel today, if we give even a little, God will take our small gifts and turn them into something that we could never imagine.